How I write? I press the keys on a computer keyboard. Quickly. Too quickly. At my touch typing speed, the fingers get ahead of the brain and miss out random fragments or mangle words that I know perfectly well how to spell. But that's not really what we're looking for, is it? Sitting at my desk in silence. I can't write to music. It's fine for doing admin. But if I want to be creative, I need quietness. Some people I know can write anywhere. They will actively seek out a coffee shop as an ideal location to work, but I find it far too distracting. For a short piece, yes, I can even manage that on a train, but to really get going on a proper book, I can't deal with noise. Does that cover how I write? Probably not. In chunks of time, if I'm creating, that is, I can slip in a few lines of editing in a spare minute or two. But if I want to write something new, it takes a minimum of half an hour to be able to assemble the grand scheme in my mind and to make a worthwhile contribution. Yet still, we're not there. With a good outline in place, when I'm writing non-fiction books, which is most of the time, I build a detailed outline, breaking down each chapter before I get started. It's pretty much an essential to get a proposal past a publisher anyway, but it also provides the backbone of the book, as Frankenstein-like I assemble the whole from whatever components I have to hand. I don't start at the beginning and work through to the end, finishing with a flourish. What I write on a particular day is driven by the progress of my research and the waxing and waning of my enthusiasm. I can even be at the mercy of the news if some new discovery turns my topic on its head. Is that it? Have I got how I write sewn up? No. There's still something missing. The spark, the inspiration. Did you know that the word inspire comes from the action of drawing in breath, the opposite of expire? It's easy to think of a non-fiction book as a collection of facts, but that's not writing. That's just bullet points. Good non-fiction requires narrative and creativity just as much as the most sophisticated novel. And achieving that often means a move away from the desk. I've often said that one of the best writing tools an author can have is a dog. In part, this is because it can be a lonely profession, and dogs provide company with very limited demands in return. However, that's not the main reason. Dogs make you go for walks, and a walk is a superb trigger for creativity. Ideas flow. I often find a whole paragraph assembles itself in my mind, forcing me to record it before it's lost. My dog, Goldie, died some while ago, but her influence lingers on. I still take those walks where she's my muse, providing the triggers of creativity. Back in my office, supported by the outline, text flows at my computer keyboard in silence. I think that's it. That's how I write.